coming around Michael with this next selection. We want to welcome you out to Silver City Baptist Church tonight and to just thank God for this another opportunity to come out to his house and worship him. So we went down to the pavilion tonight and began to try to pray, and just boy, thank God for that sweet prayer that we were able to hear, and thank God for his sweet Holy Spirit that was out there with us. Thank him for his spirit that we've been able to feel each time that we've met so far this week, and the good preaching, and boy, the Lord just loves us, and he's just been so good to us. I want to ask you, if you would, tonight, if it's each one of us, that we might just be obedient to the Lord, that we might mind him. If he bids you to do something, lost person, if you're here, if he bids you and lets you know that you're lost, you just step out from where you are and come to this altar, and the Lord will save you. That's the Bible. The Bible says that you shall be saved if you'll ask for repentance. And so we just want you to do that. And church, we ask you that you pray with all your power and with all your might. There's lost folks in our midst tonight. I'd like to say that everybody was saved, but there's lost folks in our midst. And church, the Lord has given you that power of prayer tonight. So let's all just work together and pray together and worship him and lift up his name. And I believe we'll have a good meeting tonight. Let's stand to our feet if we would. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Brother Gary English if he would to lead us in this prayer.
Almighty God, as we humble our heart before you, Lord, again this day, we just come to you, Father, in thanksgiving and praise. We're thanking you for the great reality that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Thanking you, Lord, for your spirit that we can feel, Lord, in your house again tonight, dear Jesus. And Heavenly Father, Lord, as everyone we get together in, Lord, we just begin to think about it. Heavenly Father, Lord, the great homecoming day we'll have one day there with you, dear Jesus. All of us, God, we've been born again by your precious blood. And Father, Lord, before that day comes, Lord, for each of us, we pray, dear God, Lord, as this good humble pastor has already said tonight, that Father, we might just draw our wandering hearts and minds in, dear God, right now. Heavenly Father, worship you, dear Jesus, that, Lord, we might dwell on you. Heavenly Father, we pray, dear God, in heavenly things. And Lord, we just ask, dear Jesus, that, God, as your heart, your spirit flows from heart to heart tonight, God, that, Father, Lord, we might each and every one, dear Jesus, be obedient, oh God, Lord, to that small, still voice. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this church, dear God, and, Lord, the great love.
Brother Terry will be bringing the message tonight, and let's take this time to fellowship and love with each other. Thank you.
Thank you. read with me? We'll read very familiar scripture tonight. The 10th chapter of the book of St. Mark. You'll find the same passage in the 19th chapter of Matthew, the 18th chapter of the book of Luke. Now we'll read a few select verses out of the book of Psalms. This is what the Lord has laid on our hearts tonight. The 10th chapter of the book of Mark, beginning with the 17th verse. He said, when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeling to him and asking him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Defraud not, honor thy father and mother." He answered and said unto him, "Master, all these I have observed from my youth." And Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." He was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possession. I'm going to read a few verses, first two verses from the 73rd Psalm. David's writing, recorded, inspired by the Holy Spirit. "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. As for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped." Over in the 34th Psalm, the 6th verse, the same man David, in a place in his life where things were torn apart in his life, pinned down, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him of all his troubles. Now God had the reading, the blessing of the reading of his words. I want you to think just a moment the situations we find, and I know that we'll never maybe cover it all, but I want you to think about what the Lord shared with me, and that's to gain it all. This rich young ruler, the Bible said, came unto Jesus, and the Bible said, kneeling down there, he said, "Good master, what may I do to inherit eternal life?" And I thought about how he give this man the credit, I believe, out of being polite or maybe honoring this man that he had heard about. "Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" But the Bible said that Jesus looked upon him and said, "Why callest me thou good? There's none good but God." And the Bible said, I want you to know this at the very beginning, that the Lord loved him so much. Listen, he didn't want him to know him as a good man. He didn't want him to know him as a good counselor or a good teacher. Listen, I want you to know today that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, manifest in the flesh, brought to this world because he was willing to come, that he might be a sacrifice unto sin for you and I today. But the Bible said, "Why callest me thou good? There's none good but God." I want you to know today that when you find Jesus Christ, brother, he don't want you to recognize him as some good person or some good thing, but brother, he wants you to recognize him as one that can take you to that good one, which is God. The Bible said that no man goeth unto the Father unless he goes by Jesus Christ, and no man goeth by the Son unless the Father that sent him draw him. I want you to know tonight that this man came to Jesus and saw him as a good man. I saw the miracles that he'd done. And brother, I believe he had a sincere desire to make a change in his life. Brother, he said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" But the Bible said the Lord told him. He said, "Thou knowest the commandments." He said, "Keep these and thou shalt live." I want you to know today that the Word of God from the beginning to the end is still true today. There's nothing changed about it. Brother, the Lord didn't do away with the commandments. The commandments is still the schoolmaster today that will bring forth the knowledge that we're sinners today. Brother, and when it brings forth the knowledge of sin, it brings before it's death. And that sounds so harsh today, but God loved us enough today that when death comes, our brother Jesus Christ came that he might give life and life more abundantly. Bible said, as he began to tell him, he said, you know what, the commandments, and he gave him the second table from the book of Moses there. Listen, I thought of many times as I read this, and I thought about when Moses came down, and brother, he began to read from the tablets. Brother, the people began to stop their ears. They couldn't handle it. They first wanted to worship God, but I want to tell you something today. We're not able to worship God in the law today. We're not able to receive that that God had sent down. Joshua told him one place, there where he told him exactly the commandment of God, and he said, you'll not worship this God in this way. They stood up and they said, let it be a testimony unto us. We're going to worship him, and we're going to worship him in this way. But Joshua said, listen, you cannot worship God in this way. He said, but let it be a testimony against you this day that you say. He said, listen, the same thing that would be a blessing unto you, brother, it's going to be a curse to you today. In other words, Joshua's telling him, brother, on your own, you ain't good enough. They ain't a one of you ever going to live good enough. They ain't nobody ever going to keep the law good enough. But brother, there's one that delivered you out of the hand of Pharaoh. Brother, he's brought you through this land today. He's not forsaken those that wouldn't turn his back on him. Brother, the only ones that failed was the ones that wouldn't give him a good report of what he could do after he delivered him through the land. You know, today, as much as Jesus Christ has done for his church today, as much as he's done for you and I today, they still a habit that we've got. Brother, when it comes right down to it, we'll deny the favor of God and choose the things of the world. And brother, when that happens, brother, we cannot enter in to all of his glory in this world today. Bible said the young man, he began to look at Jesus, and when he told him to keep the commandments, he called out the second tablet. Brother, the young man said, I believe he probably got a big smile on his face today. You know what, today, if we could keep the law, if we could do things, listen, if we could inherit eternal life by some other way, I don't believe this world would be rejecting it. If you could buy your way into heaven, brother, we'd be saving up from our birth. I believe if we could work our way into heaven, there'd be every one of us put our hands out of the plow shall. I believe today, listen today, if we could do some great thing, that's what Naaman was wanting there, brother, when he needed a healing. If he could have done some great thing, he'd have done that. But listen, the Lord doesn't require us to do some great thing, but brother, the Lord requires us to be obedient and accept him for the great things that he's done. I was there, the young man said, from my youth I've kept these all my life. The Bible said Jesus looked at him, loved him. I know that's the best part in that scripture to me to this day. You know what? Today I was saved when I was 15 years old, and I was saved in a condition that in this world I was unlovable. If my parents would have seen the filth and sin down in my heart, brother, I'm going to tell you something. Say, preacher, was you a murderer? No, I never murdered nobody. Was you a thief? I never stole from anybody. But brother, there was a sin down in my life. I heard the gospel. Jesus Christ bid me to come unto him, and I had turned him away. You know, that's the one sin today. People's got this thing twisted all different ways. Brother, we're trying to make up things and we go along. The Bible said that he'll forgive even blasphemy against the Son of Man. But one thing he will not forgive, and that is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know today, what is that, preacher? When the Lord comes by and speaks into your heart, how does he do that? Brother, the Holy Spirit speaketh all that he tells him to speak, even that of the things of truth. And brother, when he speaks to our heart and we reject him, that's as good as looking at the Lord and saying, I want no part of you. I'll not accept you. I'll go on my own way. Brother, the young man, listen, he said, all these things I've done, but the Lord looked at him and still loved him. One thing thou lackest, he said, sell all ye have and give unto the poor. He said, take up thy cross and follow me. Bible said that the young man went away very sad and grievous because he had great possession. I want you to think, I don't know the wealth of this young man. History teaches us that he might have been some type of a justice of the peace. He might have been a magistrate in the land. Brother, his wealth was probably great, but I want you to know today that there's nothing in this world that's got a price tag to it. There's nothing of value in this world today that's worth dying and going to hell for. There's nothing in hell today that you could absolutely buy and say is worth it. Hell's a place of torment, and they ain't going to put, nothing in that that's worth anything to you and I, right? That he had great possession. Sometimes I wish the Word of God had told us what He's worth. I want you to know today that some people don't have a lot of money. A lot of people preach this, and folks think you're getting on to folks about being rich. I'm going to tell you something. The God I serve, the Bible tells me He owns the cattle of 1,000 hillsides. The God I serve ain't got a problem today if you're a multi-zillionaire. The God I serve today, brother, He wants to know what you've got down on the inside. The Bible said that He looked at that young man and He knew him, brother, and He loved him. And He said, one thing thou lackest. Listen today, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a child. I don't care if you're the oldest person in the congregation. The Lord can look down in your heart today, and He knows exactly what you got, and He knows exactly what you lack. Amen? The Bible said David over here, and I like to think about David a lot of times. The Bible said he was a man after the Lord's own heart. The Bible said he was one that Samuel anointed king after a king was anointed. He went the way of the world, and he chose to do things on his own accord instead of being obedient to the Lord. The Bible said he saw in David a man that kept the flock down. Brother, I believe he saw in him an obedient heart. I believe he saw them not a perfect man. David had sin in his life. David failed like you and I do. I've heard that preached. Like David was some perfect man. There's only been one perfect man. He was from the lineage of David. Brother, he come out of the root of Jesse. That man was Jesus Christ. Before him, they was none. And after him, they never will be. He's the one true Lamb of God. He's the one that came, John saw, that taketh away the sins of the world. He's the one perfect Lamb of God without spot and blemish today. And brother, without him, every one of us today, our sins are scarlet. The Bible said he looked at David and saw a man after his own heart. What heart was that? I believe he had a repentant heart. The Bible said David had fled from Saul, that of the king of the land of that day, sought to take his life. I want to reckon that today. I want you to think with me just a moment. As a child today, I love my childhood. I had a good childhood, had a good mom and daddy, two older sisters and a brother. A lot of you have got family. They ain't nothing like being a child. You saw them stand before our face. They ain't nothing like them. I love them. I've raised two girls. I've got a little grandson now. I get along with kids a lot better than I do grown folks any day of the week. There's something in them that you see that just absolutely makes you feel wonderful. Brother, it'll put a youthful step. Listen, I'll tell you what. I don't care how bad you're hurting. You get out in the yard with the young and start playing a little baseball, whatever's ailing you. Brother, you'll feel a little bit better when you play and take care of a child. David was over there, and I believe the Lord looked on him as a little child. The Bible said there that David had went there, and I believe he fled from the face of Saul. He didn't want to tear up. I don't believe David was a fearing of Saul, but I don't believe David wanted to tear up. Those are the people that he loved. Listen, I'm going to tell you what today. I got tickled at Harold when he stops and says, I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to tell you something else today. If a man loves the flock of the Lord today, brother, he'd rather tuck his tail and run. He'd rather take all the beatings. He'd rather take all the pain in the world than hurt the flock of the Lord today. I believe David would have stood up to Saul and fought the battle, but brother, Saul had a son named Jonathan that he loved more than anything in the world, and he loved the children of Israel. And brother, I believe David was a man of war. I don't believe he had a problem fighting, but David loved the flock enough, brother, that he chose to depart from Saul. Little child, I was raised up, everything was okay. I'd color on the front pew at the church. I would play. Things was okay in my life. Everything was so good. I belonged to this world, but I had no problem. I'm going to tell you what, the age of accountability come in my life when I was a little old boy. Brother, I had to flee from the face of the king. There was a moment in our life, and if you've ever been saved, that means you've been lost. And there's a moment in our life, if we've been lost, at that precise moment in time, God calls us, and there's a fear comes over us, and we reject the king for a moment. We're out in outer darkness. darkness. We're out in a place, listen, that we're separated from God. Some people today stay separated Him for a few seconds. Some people stay separated Him for a few years. Now listen, that's between you and the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. During the time of separation from the face of God today, brother, if you die in that condition, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels that was cast out from heaven. And if you're cast out before the face of God, hell will be your home, just as sure as it was prepared for the Satan and his angels. Brother, you'll go there as an intruder. Hell was not made for you. Hell was not made for your family. Hell was not made for your children. Hell was made exactly the right size for Satan and the angels that lost their first accord and fell from heaven. But brother, God cannot look on sin, and if He looks away from you and you reject Him, the sin of blasphemy is one that He will not look upon. David found himself over there in a strange land. Y'all remember when he was lost? Was it not a strange place? He found himself dwelling in a people that wasn't his people. He found himself over there giving obedience to another king in another land, the king of Gath. The Bible said that Achish took him in for a while. Brother, he showed him favor for a season. He said, "You can fight with me. You can stand with me. Everywhere that we dwell, you can camp here and dwell with us. Not only you and your people." I want you to know today that Satan don't just want you, but brother, Satan wants your crowd. The Bible said that he told him that you can stay with me and everything will be all right. Listen, I'm going to tell you what. The Bible says Satan is more subtle than any creature of the field. Satan is an angel of light. Satan comes into our lives today as a liar and a murderer. But brother, I'm going to tell you something. He dresses himself up pretty. He tries to make himself look good. He tries to tell our children today that it's not time. He tries to tell mamas and daddies that pride is greater. Brother, they ain't nothing as that rich man found worth dying and going to hell over. Just as sure Achish took him in. Brother, the Bible said they come a war and the lords of the Philistines gathered up. They said, "We're going out." Brother, all of a sudden, though David thought he was comfortable and thought he was fitting in pretty good, the Bible said that the lords of the Philistines, they rose up. They said, "You cannot go out with us." They went to the king. They spoke against David. They said, "Is this not the one that's been warring against us? Is this not the one they sing about taking captains of thousands?" They said, "We know of David." I want you to know today that even the devils of hell today, they know what condition you're in. They know where you're at right now. They know where Silver City's at this week. And brother, I'm going to tell you this. I believe there's angels camped all about this place. I believe there's angels protecting this pulpit. But I'm going to tell you something. In every dark corner, in every crevice, in every crook, Satan has got his demons placed just trying to find a foothold. They spoke against David, the same one that he thought was on the side of him, brother, he turned his back on him. I'm going to tell you what, they placed her in sin for a season. The Bible tells me, I'll promise you this much, that I don't care how much you think you're doing good in this world, how much you're doing in the condition you're in, sin it comes from Satan, and Satan's a liar. There comes a time when he's going to turn his back on you. Brother, the only reason he kept you, he's like the old spider that wants to wrap you up in a cocoon. He wants to give you a place to hang out. But brother, I'm going to tell you what. One day he's going to get hungry, and one day he's going to want to come back and devour you. And brother, he won't just stop with you, but brother, he'll get into your family. He'll get into your children. He'll get into your church. He's a liar and a murderer, and liars and murderers are never satisfied. They're going to go until there's something that makes them have to quit. The Bible said, Jesus told him when they accused him of casting out Satan by the devils, brother, he said, "Can a house be divided stand if a strong man..." First he said, a strong man's got to go into the house. Find the master. Satan will not be stopped by you today. I'll tell you one that has the power over Satan. That's Jesus Christ. I will say, David, as he looked across Israel, and I believe that he saw everything. Brother, he knew at any time, if he called for it, they'd put it at his feet. I believe David, the people loved David. He had favor with the people. Brother, I believe he could look around, and if he wanted a mansion, they'd have built him a mansion. I believe if he'd have wanted the streams, they'd have given him the rivers. I believe David could have had anything he set his eyes on. But the Bible said that he got in distress. Bible said, he said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all of his trouble. That rich man that I spoke of, the Bible tells me, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Listen, Jesus said, thou knowest the commandments. Do you realize today that he could have gained everything if he would just bow down and said, Lord, I can't keep the commandments. I know the commandments that you speak of. And brother, when I try to keep them, it makes me into a sinner. It makes me into one that cannot keep them. Listen, I fall short every day. I'm not going to be able to do that, Lord, on my own. I believe right then and there, the Lord would have looked at him. The Bible already said the Lord loves you today, even if you're a sinner. I want you to know that today. But brother, because he loves you, he's got a plan for you today, and that plan is to come to know him. His peace. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all of his trouble. People today, listen, preacher, I don't like that. That's talking about money. No, I ain't talking about money. I'm talking about on the inward. Carol preached last night about the inward and the outward. You can be a millionaire and be completely broke on the inside. I asked my wife as we was getting ready a while ago, I said, you know what? Tell me if I'm right. I believe this with all that's in me today. For a person to get saved, they've got to want it more than anything else in this world. They've got to decide that it's worth more than all the gold. They've got to want it more than all the riches. They've got to want it more than the pride of stepping out when their friends is sitting beside us. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Satan uses two big lies today. That is pride. Don't do it right now. People's going to laugh at you. And brother, Satan's other lie is this ain't the right time. You've got more time. I want to tell you something today. The Lord says today is the day of salvation. And brother, he hates. Reckon that old boy's worth? What do you reckon his worth? I'll share my testimony. When I was 15 years old, I rolled into the church in an old 72 Bronco. I was so proud of it. The best thing about it was the tires and wheels. I had a big heavy rubber mat where I, on the driver's side, had to keep my foot from going through the rust spot. I bought it when I was 15 years old, and I was awful proud of it. Back then, you know, we drive close near to home. We drive to church. You know, 2 weeks before I turned 16 years old, I made my way to Holly Springs Baptist Church. I sat down back there, and I probably had about $20, $30 in my pocket, and that was fixing to go into the tank for gas. I had an old wore-out ride that had about $200,000 on it. I was just as poor as can be. I was raised up from a poor family. I know every Baptist preacher around, they always from a poor family. You ever know? But I'm going to tell you something today. I didn't have a whole lot as far as material things go, but brother, I went down a beggar, but on Friday night, I came up a millionaire. I traded what I had, and that was sin. I traded sorrow, and brother, I'm going to tell you what, I gained it all. Amen. I gained it all. You got to gain it all tonight. No wise, no way. It's not going to happen. If you'll come to Jesus and you want him more than anything in this world, I can guarantee you, already on the Word of God, listen, that he'll in no wise cast you away. If you're old enough to hear me tonight, and if you're too old to think that you can't tonight, listen, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord looked upon that man. He knew him, and he loved him. I want you to know today that Jesus knows right now the condition of your heart. He knows who he's knocking on, and he knows who he's bidding to come. And you know that. I heard Tim last night say, I'm begging you. And there's no telling how many times in the altar I've said, I'm begging you. But I want you to know today that it has been presented unto you. Jesus paid it all. Jesus made it available. There's really no need to beg. Amen. You'll either have it or you won't. But I'm not gonna lie, I'd love to see it. And I believe this is we get a song ready. And him speaking a minute ago, I believe the church is praying with all its power. I believe that the mother will push. she'll travail. If the Lord's bidding one to come tonight, and if we'll get behind it and push with all of our power. Somebody here might have the keys tonight. I don't know. I remember the night I was saved. One of the old deacons of that church just moved. I just saw him move. I don't think he had a clue in the world that I was there. But I thought myself, he's coming to me. Brother, as soon as he moved, I stepped out. I stepped out on faith. I went to an altar. But when I die and lift my eyes on the other side in God's glorious land, I believe this with all that's in me. I believe he saved me on the back row about between the back and the pew. I believe he saved me about the heat register. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. God will save you tonight as soon as you believe. Make him rich. I'm going to tell you something. I got better rides. I've got a little better things. I had to go back to that old rusty ride. I had to go back with just a few dollars in my pocket. I paid it off. On the inside. But y'all, listen, I wanted it more than anything in the world. I believe the Word of God and I believe the gospel. What was offered to me was something that I wanted to gain so much. Listen, that I put my whole faith and I trust in the Lord. Well, I don't know everything about this. I'm not sure of a lot of things. But Lord, I know this one thing, that I'm going to trust you to take care of what I don't understand. I'm going to believe in you to take care of the things that I can't. Lord, I'm going to believe enough in you that this pain that's in my life, you're going to bring peace. Lord, I'm going to trust you enough that I'm scared to death of hell and I'd rather go to heaven. And I'm going to tell you something. The moment I confessed it, I still remember. Get Holly Springs is a First Baptist now. I still love it. I could take you to the place. I could take you to the time. But brother, I'm going to tell you what. I was a little old boy. I didn't know better. And when I got it, I shouted about it. Amen. Every once in a while, I'll still shout. You want it more than anything in the world. You want it more than anything in the world. Heaven's to gain. Jesus is to gain. Jesus is all there is. He's to gain. Would it be worth it to gain it? What do you reckon that rich young man was worth? Today, I would say he was what I call a dime store millionaire. He probably thought he had a lot. But brother, what he had was nothing. David got to a place that I've got nothing, and he got it all. Ain't that something? God takes what the world says is wise and makes it into foolishness, but he'll take the foolishness of the preaching and the word and brother, take it in and bring wisdom to the knowledge. Amen? Wisdom. Fear the Lord enough. Would you come tonight? Would you come tonight? Before I turn it over to your pastor, Brother Harold, I want to ask you to do this. Every man, woman, boy, girl in this place. David over there, and I read in the 73rd Psalm, he said, surely God is good to Israel, to those that are of a pure heart. In other words, surely God is good to those that love Him and belong to Him. You sit around, you look around, and you say, well, I know God loves these people. They've been saved by the grace of God. David said, but for me. He looked around and he said, maybe they're okay. But now for me, my feet had now slipped. I'm almost gone. In other words, he said, I don't know if I can go any farther or not. I need some help. All through the Bible we hear about David, but I'm going to tell you something. You read the Word of God. God sent people in David's life. He sent three strong men one time when he was dying of thirst. They went and got him a drink from the well at Bethlehem. He put people in his life. They went as far as they could. Maybe they can't go any farther. Maybe you can see it in their face, or maybe you've been praying for it, and God's give you a burden. I still believe in a burden, don't y'all? And God may have put one on your heart. Because we sing one more verse, and I turn it over to these two men. I want you to think right now, church, have I done everything I can? I believe it. Almost.
Brennan Bennett, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please?
Dear most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear Lord, tonight for not only what my eyes have been able to see and what my ears have been able to hear, but dear Lord, I thank you for what my heart has been able to feel. Dear Lord, we pray tonight that if there's one here that's unable to feel the same in their heart, that we who are saved can feel in our hearts. I pray, dear Lord, that they would lay pride aside at this time, dear Lord, and come as Ben's preached. All they have to do is call on the name of the Lord, and they will in no way be turned away. Dear Lord, we ask that you bless this service, dear Lord, at this time. Dear Lord, I don't have the words to say. I can't convict anyone, dear Lord, but I pray that you send conviction not only on the lost, but dear Lord, I pray that you send conviction on the church. That we'd be obedient, dear Lord, and do that you put inside our heart to do. Dear Lord, that we heed the call. When you call and ask us to do something, dear Lord, that we would move and do it. Dear Lord, I ask these things in the sweet, precious, holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Church, this is a very, very serious moment. Children came up here and sang, Jesus loves me, this I know. little ones to Him belong. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know. Thank you, Terry, for telling me again tonight. Jesus loves me, this I know, because one time when I was a little 9-year-old boy, conviction came on my heart, and I wanted to know what that I had to do to be saved. Jesus loves me, this I know, because of just I wanted that to have a home in heaven. I wanted to be saved. I didn't want to go to that awful place called hell. And I stepped out from the pew where I was standing. I went to an altar and knelt down. Jesus loves me. Whoo, glory, this I know, because in just a little while, Jesus has saved my soul. I'm glad that I'd been trained up in the way that I should go. I'm glad that I had a good Christian mom and dad that brought me to church. I'm glad that I had a good church family and a Sunday school teacher. But I'll tell you what, they couldn't get me into heaven, but Jesus loved me. This I know. We pray a little prayer, and I'm sure you've taught your children the same thing. Terry, I thought about it when the rich young ruler came there to Jesus, and he called him good master. And he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, why would you call me good? There's none good but God. On that little prayer that I learned as a little child and I taught my children. And if God gives me life and breath, I'm trying to teach it to my little grandson now. And that prayer is that God is good. Listen, and I'm glad tonight that it don't stop with God being good. But it says God is great tonight. And I want to thank Him for the heavenly food of the manna that I've been able to feast from the table of God tonight. I feel His sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Church, let us thank Him for our food. I'll tell you what, I'm on shouting ground tonight. My heart's about to break for you lost person. But I'm glad that Jesus loves me and He loves you tonight. Yes, He does. While the rest of that little prayer, God is great, God is good. Let us thank Him for our food. By His hands. Bless your heart. Tony, look at them nail-scarred hands that Jesus has as He hung there on the cross. By His hands, we are fed tonight. Listen, lost person, I beg you tonight with all that's within me that you might come and be saved before it's everlasting too late. God is great. God is good. Listen tonight, and I'll tell you what. You'll not be sorry if you'll step out from where you are and come and be saved tonight. Church, pray like you've never prayed before. I beg you, each one, preachers, I beg you that you pray in this hour, this moment of time, that God might give someone the courage to step out and come and be saved. Sing another verse, would you? Lost person, would you come?
Mom, Dad, Grandmother, Grandpa, listen, I'll tell you what, y'all go ahead and sing, it'll be all right. You'll not hinder me. Listen, Mom and Dad tonight, Grandma, Grandpa, friend and neighbor, is God great in your life? Is He good in your life? Tell someone about how great that God is. You tell someone about how good that God is. Tell somebody that Jesus loves me tonight. This I know. Yes, I know it. Terry, I'm glad I know that Jesus loves me tonight. Hal, I'm glad that God is good. God is good. Yes, He is. He's merciful. Come, lost person, before it's everlasting too late. Come. Would you come?
Bless her heart. Yes, Lord.
Love you, Loretta. This altar is open. One time Jesus was coming into the city of Jerusalem on a colt that had never been ridden before. He was coming in as a king. You know what? The folks that was there following him, the Bible says that they began to lay down their robes in front of him. So that little colt could come in. They're rolling out the red carpet. They realized that God was good, that God was great. They took off all the robes that they had, and they began to climb up in the trees, Kenny. And they began to pull down the palm branches and begin to lay them down because they knew that the Savior was amongst them. And listen, there was some there that didn't like it. They said, "Tell your disciples to be quiet." Jesus told him, he said, "Why? If these won't lift up the praises of God," he said, "the rocks will cry out in their stead." Oh, how sad it be tonight, Silver City Baptist Church, for the rocks begin to cry out because you and I were too prideful, because we didn't want to lift up God. Praise His holy name. Be obedient to Him. Somebody's got the key to this service tonight. It's in your spiritual pocket. And all that you've got to do is pull it out and use that key. Sing one more verse. Sing one more verse. Be obedient to the Lord. Be obedient to Him. While we sing this next verse, I'm going to ask these little ones, if they would, to come back up here and get ready. Lydia, would you bring them up? We're going to ask them to sing after this verse. Jesus loves me.
sing one more verse. Lost person, I beg you to come. Would you come tonight while we sing?